pleasant weather occurred again yesterday across most of the Midwest. We'll see one more day of the same before a storm system is likely to come into the region from the west. The storm system that I'm speaking of is the one we mentioned yesterday that will impact U.S. hard red winter wheat country. It's still expected to be a significant event with at least 85% coverage and moisture totals running anywhere from 3,500 to 8,500 of an inch across the bulk of the production region. Snow depths from this storm system will likely run from 3 to 9 inches, with most of that in Colorado, northwestern portions of Kansas, and Nebraska. The greatest snowfall will likely occur in southwest through south central and, really central portions of Nebraska in general, where we'll see anywhere from 9 to 14 inches of snow accumulation. The least amount of precipitation in the hard red wheat country was likely going to be in the southwest plains, mostly west Texas into the extreme southwest corner of Kansas. These areas will likely get moisture totals upwards to 3,500ths of an inch, but quite a few locations will get only a few hundredths of an inch. The storm system is expected to weaken as it moves eastward, and it is now going to move more east than northeast. Yesterday's forecast suggested the storm would come out of the plains and bring some needed moisture to parts of South Dakota and southern portions of Minnesota, as well as northern Iowa and Wisconsin. Well, that is no longer the case. Today, the storm takes a more southerly track, leaving all of the upper Midwest that has been dealing with droughty conditions since last August still in that state. There will not be any significant amount of moisture in Minnesota, the Dakotas, parts of Wisconsin, or even northernmost sections of Iowa. The storm system, as it comes out of the plains and into the heart of the Midwest, will generate some rain and only a limited amount of snowfall. The storm system will likely diminish, though, as it moves further eastward, so portions of Missouri and Kansas, as well as Illinois and the northern parts of the U.S. Delta, will likely see the majority of the precipitation with this event, and will probably see a lot less moisture in the rest of the region, with the Great Lakes area seeing the least amount of precipitation and may stay actually dry. Once this storm system has passed, and some of the computer forecast model data this morning suggested a couple of new disturbances would possibly impact hard red wheat country and ultimately across parts of the Midwest. I have a little bit of doubt in some of these weather systems that are being suggested now, but early next week and again late next week, there will be an opportunity for precipitation in hard red wheat country. Both of these events are suggested to move across portions of the Midwest as we move forward just a day or two beyond the point of impacting hard red wheat country. We don't expect this to be a very significant wet weather biased pattern, but we will see La Nina continuing to give us influences to keep the lower eastern Midwest wet, and the same thing is true for the Delta, and this should go on into the month of March. Our temperatures across the Midwest will be fairly pleasant over these next few days. We're not expecting to see much in the way of significant cooling, although there will be a cooling trend that will occur late this weekend and across many areas next week. The high temperatures today will run again in the 50s and 60s across southern parts of the region, while 30s and 40s prevail in the north. Tomorrow will be a very similar kind of day. We'll see some cooling, though, beginning to build up to the northwest, and that will eventually spread across the region over the weekend into early next week. Our current coolest weather will likely occur Monday into Wednesday, at which time we'll probably see highs in the teens and 20s in the far northwestern Midwest, while the central areas see 30 and 40 degree highs, and the far south will be lucky to get over 50 degrees. The temperatures at night over these next several nights will be mostly in the teens and 20s in the northwest half of the region, while 20s and 30s occur in central areas, and then 30s and some 40s will occur in the far southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.